Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Those crazy nights I do remember in my...
We have an audio cut of the day coming up here before too long. And as I mentioned, Sis has been out for a couple of days. She'll be back next Wednesday. She's taking a little free time, which she has deserved. I was looking at my notes here to see if Fred had anything set up for Monday. It looks like I'm sure he does. I just don't know. I have not been informed. So we talked with Cusimano about an hour ago about Mizzou and South Carolina tomorrow at the Zoo in Columbia. My good friend and Mizzou alum, Ken Dubinsky, is here, president of Haystack Sourcing Solutions. He's been on before because you're one of the guys that's involved with some of these cool things behind the scenes with some of the NIL projects, Ken. And you, well, you get to describe it here because you work here with Snat Fanatics and you have had chips that have come out with Luther Burden's picture on them and some other players. Who was it? Mark Mitchell from the basketball team, right?
Yeah.
And get real close to that microphone just so we can hear you here. Now what are you rolling out?
Now we are rolling out a couple new ones. And Mark, thanks for having me on. Always enjoy talking with you. So we've got what we are calling the Same Great Taste New Number 3 with Kevin Coleman. So obviously, Luther was number 3. And ironically, Kevin, who we want to do the chip with this year, is also number 3. The same Red Hot Honey Barbecue, great flavor that has gotten to be a real fan favorite. And I tell you what, Kevin Coleman is an outstanding young man.
I love this kid so much. We were trying to get him on the air. We just couldn't get the schedule right.
With practice.
But I was so excited when you reached out to me to talk about him in particular because, and I don't know the whole backstory, but he was a bit of a rival in high school with Luther,
I think,
right?
So. He said they always played against each other, like growing up, Little League and that type of thing. And I think they're friendly, certainly good. Ironically, Luther reached out to me this week and he asked me to send him some of Kevin's chips. So
oh, that's
I got
good,
those
though.
On the way to
but
him.
But Kevin did not go to Mizzou originally. He's a transfer portal kid, but man, he is exciting to watch. He's also doing some of the punt returns. I don't know about the kickoff returns, but he has, look, I'm nothing against Luther. I love Luther. I think at the end of this season, Kevin Coleman will have more of an impact on this Mizzou team than Luther did last season. That's my personal opinion.
I love them both, so I'll leave it at that. Yeah. I'll be politically correct. But both great kids and again, had a great run with the chips. We're excited to get Kevin's out there. We've got him at top convenience stores on the old Vienna rack. Also available for the first time at Faurot Field at concession stand, so that's really great.
They did not have him in the suite last week. I looked for him.
Really?
Ken, you got to get him up in the suite. I was with the fancy people.
Yeah,
so
you were.
Only the common folks were able to get it.
So they are also available at Schnucks as well, the small bags, but also Schnucks, again, great partner. Jason Reed, the category manager, has been a huge supporter of the program, and they've got an exclusive 8-ounce bag of the Kevin Coleman chips, the Red Hot Honey Barbecue, exclusively at Schnucks. And then also, we've got a new one this year. Jason wanted to do a unique flavor, so we came up with one that I think is pretty cool. It's a St. Louis-style pizza flavor chip.
Okay.
And we've got what we call the STL Snack Av Crew, with the N in parentheses, so you can double it as SAC, because we got four.
Ah, that's what it is.
Yeah, four of their top defensive players, all St. Louisans. So ironically, all, of course, love St. Louis style pizza and all love chips. So we've got defensive backs Marvin Burks and Toriano Pride and defensive lineman Marquis Gracial and Sterling Webb. and really having some fun with it.
Yeah, and they're all on the picture of the bag and looking mean and lean and like they're ready to play football and also have some St. Louis pizza flavored Ridge potato chips, which must have Prevel cheese in them, right, Ken?
They do have the flavor. It's really unique. It really grows on you. It's a tangy flavor, little sweet, little spicy, but really unique flavor. And I want to give a shout out to Brad Larondo of Every True Tiger, who came up with the snack / Sack Avenue crew name. And we partner this year with Every True Tiger. Brad has always been great to work with, and so that's a big addition to the program this year.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the game tomorrow. You're heading up, right?
I am, yeah.
So, South Carolina, the big question has been about the quarterback. Looks like he's going to play, and that changes the dynamic for the game, which I think the line was like 13.5 for a little
bit.
Now it's under 10.
Yeah.
Look, whether – what's the kid's name, their starting quarterback?
Lenore Sellers.
Whether he plays or not, this is not – it's an SEC game. You got to take it seriously,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
But you and I were just talking about this, not to jinx anything. I think we're pretty good. I think like we
I
have.
Do
I
too.
I know that we haven't played the toughest competition, but I've watched all three games, and obviously KU wasn't just a patsy, so that was a real win. But not only that, you're beating these teams in Central Arkansas and last week in ways that you need to if you are a good team. You need to stomp on them and not allow them to score points, and that's exactly what they've been doing. The run game looks fantastic right now with this Hardy kid, right?
Yeah, he is fantastic. I mean, he is breaking tackles, he is making people miss. I mean, some of the runs he had last week, granted against a group of five foe, but some of the runs he had last week were unbelievable.
And I love Prabula, and I like his composure. He looks like now, but then again, we're going to see some different caliber of athlete tomorrow with South Carolina.
Yeah, he has seemed completely in control of the game, and that's what's been really great to see. And the combination, I think their balance of run and pass is probably among the best, if not the best, in the SEC so far. Defense, they've got a balanced defense there. They've got depth, and that's a big thing, especially as you get into the conference season. I'm excited. Tomorrow's going to be a good one, and I think it's going to set the stage for a really, really exciting season.
You know, I said a couple weeks ago, you got to win that game against KU, right? I mean, they had to, and they did. So, but I mean, tomorrow's another one of those. If you want to keep moving forward in the season, you got to take care of the games at home, and you got UMass coming in next week. So this could really, with Alabama coming in a few weeks, maybe we get college game day or something like that. That could be amazing and a lot of fun at the Zoo.
Absolutely. You know, South Carolina is one of those games. There's a group of teams that kind of...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the middle, that are top middle of the conference, that these are the games that are going to decide tiebreakers when it gets to the end of the season. So it's actually almost like two wins because you win the tiebreaker over South Carolina as well.
So the stadium looks crazy right now. I mean, I feel like when you're watching it on television, they try not to show you the south end zone because that's where the construction is. But when you're in there and you see the, and you know, as someone like me who's been going to Faurot Field since 1984, I think I went to my first game in 84, 85. I only went to one game when I was a student, believe it or not. Yeah, it might have actually been 86 now that I think about it. I was all focused on journalism and radio. But of course, where the big M is in the south end zone, that's all dug up. They're putting suites above that. Now, they are going to have some version of the M for students to sit on when this is all complete, right?
Yeah, that's the plan. Some version of it, some recollection, you know, it'll be there, probably smaller, but it is taking shape a lot. It's going to be ready for next season.
Yeah.
So the beginning of next season, they're really progressing on it. And it's going to enclose the stadium,
yeah,
which is going to make it a whole different atmosphere.
So,
as
yeah,
well.
So if you're on stadium, if you envision the dorms that are across the street from the stadium or the hospital or anything like that, or if you were tailgating in whatever lot that is, you could see into the stadium and you could see a little of the field that's been, I think, reduced over the years. But now it's going to be completely a big bowl with most of the seating that they're adding seemingly to me seems like suites, right?
A lot of suites and club seats. I think there are some general admission type seats, and then they're going to keep some version of the hill, I think, as well, which is general admission. But I think it's also going to serve to really encapsulate the sound a lot better because it'll be enclosed.
Oh, that's a good point. It'll
yeah.
be louder in there. Ken, thank you for coming in. I got to do audio cut of the day, but check out the Kevin Coleman chips at Schnucks, a variety of other locations, and of course the other version with the defensive lineman, which looks great. The St. Louis pizza flavored chips. Anything else you want to mention?
No, that's great. Just all again, right. Schnucks, great partner. Appreciate your help and promoting them. And MIZ.
COU.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Well, we're going to air the memorial for Charlie Kirk on Sunday, but how about this on Fox this morning from a St. Louis guy who knows a little bit about leadership and certainly faith, Cardinal Dolan.
This guy's a modern-day St. Paul. He was a missionary. He's an evangelist. He's a hero. He's one, I think, that knew what Jesus meant when he said, the truth will set you free. And to do it, now, I understand he was pretty blunt and he was pretty direct. He didn't try to avoid any controversy. He didn't even try to avoid confrontation. The difference is the way, the mode, the style that he did it, always with respect. And not only was that a gracious, kind of virtuous thing to do, it's effective. Because when your opponents see, this guy kind of respects me, we kind of disagree here, but he kind of enjoys me, and he's thanking me for being here, and he's telling me he appreciates the trust I have in him in sharing my views. I thought this guy can teach us something.
Well spoken by Cardinal Dolan. Have a great weekend. Go Mizzou. We'll talk Monday afternoon at 3.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.